about.
This is future war. This is past.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
So your Comic-Con weekend has been how?
What it's been. You guys, you got... How has it been?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. another thing to clip in the reel of you saying dumb things.
I was reluctant to accept Kevin at first, too, but it's just so sweet. The world is brand new to him. He approaches everything with the wonderment of a small child or cartoon alien.
For this next part, are you going to want knee pads?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You better believe I'm DTF.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Fire must cleanse us.
Roll another one.
Haters gonna hate.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
Mad Pooper.
Roll. Roll another one.
Quitters never give up.
Just like the other one.
There's no catch.
This one seems to be about.
Are you serious?
I don't have another cent.
Why do you? This is exasperating.
But don't bogart that joint.
Make it rain, make it rain.
Just pass it around.
You gotta have the JJ.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend. But just pass it on down.
And now.
Sweet Caroline. That's how you find white people everywhere. That is her battle cry.
Our feature presentation.
I'm a Nazi. Join my team.
That's a strange way to start.
Wow.
Oh, Allie.
It doesn't seem like
that's how you want to
title it.
Bad
what?
Things. What's happening?
Uncool these days.
These days. That was probably a bad example to have used yesterday.
It's not 1942, so yeah, bad, uncool, I think we would go with.
Yeah.
I meant, when I said these days, I meant a year ago, if somebody made a Nazi joke, everybody would understand it was a joke. Nowadays, you've got to be careful.
Okay, I got you.
Because the people are being serious about it again.
I got you.
So just stop it with that, Allie.
Right?
Okay.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, the 29th of September.
It is Friday, you guys.
Right.
Yes.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it a lot. Hey, how about a little how does the story end?
Sure.
How does the story end, my friend? Friend. How does the story end?
Kevin, you're a guy who's always looking for a way to skirt the system, get a leg up.
I follow rules, the best of them.
What do you remember about sneaking notes into class when you were in high school and in college for test taking? People have always tried it. People, you know, write on their hand and whatnot. What was your go-to move?
I mean, it was write on hand, basically.
You'd write on hand?
Yeah, sure.
How tough must it be in the 21st century when people have access to so much technology?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty easy to... You know, obviously, pull your phone out. I'm sure that's the number one thing that teachers, professors have to be on the lookout for is people don't have their phones on their on their desks, right? But I was just thinking about this when I saw this story I'm about to get into. What about the Apple Watch? If you got a watch on, Who can even tell what you're looking at on that screen when you're taking a test?
You can call somebody and ask them with an Apple Watch.
Well, I mean, I guess it could be kind of hard to speak out loud during a test.
Okay.
But I'm saying,
all right, I see your point.
I'm just saying the fact that you could bring up on your watch the, you know, all the notes you took and just have them right on your wrist and just kind of sit there while you're writing and nobody even looking at you could tell that you were cheating. It must be very difficult.
Agreed.
To stop from people.
Why are kids getting straight A's?
Right?
Yeah, right.
Although, you know, when they turn in essays and stuff like that now, they do a scan and a computer realizes if they've lifted something from any other piece of literature. Yeah.
Yeah. Plagiarism software for sure. Yeah.
Wow.
And it would be very difficult to write a paper on anything and not at least start at Wikipedia. And it would be very difficult after that to not incorporate many of the same kinds of words that are used in Wikipedia with an article about a thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, here's a story out of Anne Arundel Community College, which is in Maryland. The teacher's name is Rob Beatty. He teaches business administration, and he told his students – now, he's a little different than most teachers. He says it's okay to bring notes, but only what will fit on a 3x5 card. You can bring this financial accounting class test. Bring a 3x5 card with any information that you can fit on, and you can use that for the exam. So he's giving them the opportunity to bring in the card, all right?
All right.
Elijah Bowen, one of his students, walked into the classroom – with an enormous poster board.
Feet by 5 feet.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, what a brilliant dude.
The teacher says my initial thought was that he wanted to get a few last minutes of cramming in before the exam started, and that was something that he had put together for study. But after approximately a minute and some brief conversation with Elijah, I realized that this was a 3x5 feet card, and he had every intention of using it on the exam.
Love it.
So my question for you is, now we're at a standoff. The student sitting there going, you didn't say 3x5 inches. You said 3x5. I brought it a 3x5. The teacher, of course, knows what he meant and felt it would be correctly interpreted by the class.
Right.
How does the story end?
I give I give the kid an A and I move on.
He doesn't have to take the test.
Just because he's a genius?
I love him.
He is exploiting a loophole. There's no question about that. And we see this all the time when things are not specifically written just so. I mean, you can look online and find a bunch of legal cases that have been decided by a comma. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just like, hey, you know what I meant. But it's not there in black and white. So you say no penalty. In fact, he's rewarded for his cleverness, Allie.
Sure.
What do you say, Kevin?
I send him home, make him take the test tomorrow, and specify 3x5 inches.
Ah, worst teacher.
I thought we were supposed to guess. How does the story end? It's what the teacher does, not what I would do.
Okay, okay.
I'm not taking any classes with mean Professor Ryder, I'll tell you that.
Me a professor. That would be
the
best.
I take a science class.
Oh, God. Sorry, I said math. I'd be great in.
Chip, how about you? You got a guess on how this would end?
Not with Ali. I think he lets him slide, because if he wasn't specific enough in his syllabus or whatever, then he's got to let it go.
Well, Professor Beatty did immediately refer to his syllabus as well as other places where he had provided test instructions and discovered that, yes, indeed, he never specified inches in the measurement. He just wrote 3x5. He was not mad at his clever pupil. Rather, he was impressed. He said, I am so happy when my students are creative, when they think outside the box, and when they do that, they achieve great results. Now, the only thing he did do is he moved Elijah to the back of the classroom so that other people couldn't see his notes, but he found it hilarious, and it would not say after in an interview with the Huffington Post what grade Elijah earned on the test, but said that he did well. He also added, I think this experience demonstrates that regardless of our position, we all make mistakes at a certain time. What's important is how we deal with those mistakes and ramifications. I know a lot of professors would have responded with something along the lines of, well, you know what I meant.
Yes.
Now put it away. But therefore, they would have lost the opportunity to reward a student for the ingenuity he demonstrated, both in recognizing my error as well as putting the thing together. So
many college professors would think that way?
I don't know.
Hey, that's hilarious. Well done.
Yeah.
I think zero. Maybe just this guy's the one.
If you put that situation in front of 100 teachers,
right.
I am curious also how many would have allowed him to go forward and use the notes.
And appreciate it. Actually give him props.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
There you go. 3x5. Three by five poster board. That's what you ought to be getting together for your notes, kids.
Okay. There you go. That's how the story ends. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You've crossed the line. This is a line
what
you guys are unaware of.
Already?
But you have crossed it.
Hmm. Keep it 100 because it's Friday morning.
Love that.
The movie beat also because it's Friday morning. We have great news today. We have a brand new internet roundup. We have tickets for Imagine Dragons at the Hollywood Bowl.
By the way, did you see the PS on that?
Yeah.
Yes.
You get to go backstage and meet the band today if you win those tickets.
A meet and greet.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
So that's coming up this morning. As a matter of fact, we'll give those away in the 7 o'clock hour, and then we're going to check in with RJ Bell in Las Vegas for his weeks for the NFL Week 4. We'll take a break. We'll come back with... Hey, Bean.
Yeah.
Got jury duty. The only person... It's literally the only person who's burned by that.
I can't believe it.
In the world.
Guilty.
Because he wants to... He wants
guilty.
To be on a jury
guilty.
So much.
Maybe that's why you're not on a jury.
Right?
You start yelling guilty the minute you get on, get impaneled.
You know I can tell if somebody's guilty by looking at them. That's right. Why I'd be the perfect juror. So I would save so much time with testimony.
So glad you'll never be a juror.
Right? Kevin, are you going to do the right thing?
Of course.
And respond to it and show up? And
of
just
course.
Rather than just ignore it and make them prove that you got it like you've done for the last 25 years?
How do they know I didn't get it? I'll just throw it out. That's all I want to do.
That has been your default position.
I did postpone it twice, but now I think I'm going to have to eventually.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Can you imagine being judged by Kevin?
Oh, come on. I'd be great. I would be a great
juror.
That
would be the ultimate insult to injury, is that Kevin has to pass judgment on you.
I disagree.
Thank you, Bean.
I disagree, and here's why. Because Kevin would be, oh, he set a fire. That's awesome. Let him go. Depending on the crime, I think Kevin is going to give the benefit of the doubt to the bad guy. Come on. He was only going 150 miles an hour on the freeway.
So
he wouldn't want to do that.
Both of your guesses are that I'm a bad juror, though.
Oh, yeah.
For
terrible
reasons.
Juror. Yeah.
But I don't even think you're showing up.
So you think it's going to be one of those... One of those traffic court trials, Bean? You think it's going to be one of those?
No.
Speeding court trials?
No, you know when every time there's a high-speed chase, you get all sorts of things thrown at you in terms of, public safety and, speeding and all the other things. Reckless driving, running stop signs, running lights,
But I would factor in the entertainment value.
Exactly. And you would say, hey...
It's a wash.
I applaud it. Right, exactly. Oh, I can't wait for you to be on a trial. I hope you get on a trial.
I think that just means Bean doesn't want me here for a while.
No, it's not that. I want to hear every detail. I want you to wear a body cam and stream it live so I can see what it's like to actually be on a jury.
I'm sure they'd go for that.
I'd like Kevin to be on trial. Is that possible? That'd be more entertaining.
For what?
For all the things you've ever done. How about that?
And, Kevin, I'm sure you think just like you'd be a good president, you'd be a good juror, right?
Well, of course, I would.
And you should be the foreman, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I could bring people together.
All right.
5:54 time.
Keep it posted.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Yeah. Before I get to the show business news, how about tickets to see Trevor, mother-loving Noah?
Yay!
At the Dolby Theater. Of course, you know Trevor as the host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show. Very funny stand-up as well, doing his show at the Dolby on January 20th. It's a little ways away, but it's not too early to plan for January. If you'd like to go, since it is the 20th, that's what the date is, January 20th, let's call it caller number 20 at 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 20 will get a pair of tickets to go see Trevor Noah at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood. I see they did that in Spinal Tap, Kevin. There's a little Spinal Tap reference.
I'm not...
This sucks beyond words. Julia Louis-Dreyfus announced yesterday that she has been diagnosed with breast cancer. That seems more unfair than most when it comes to these horrible diagnoses.
Well, it proves there's no God.
Whew, man. But as always, she handled it with grace and with style. And she revealed her diagnosis to the public on Twitter, saying that 1 in 8 women will receive the same diagnosis. And today I am one, she said. She also said, on the upside, that she's got the most glorious group of supportive and caring family and friends and fantastic insurance through my union. And then she mentioned that we need to make universal health care a reality because not all women are so lucky. So even in the light of her own personal crisis, she's still thinking about better life for others. And that's why she's the best. And, of course, we wish her all the best in this battle, and if anybody can kick its ass, she can. So,
what is the recovery rate like for
for breast cancer.
Is it, it varies widely. I mean,
yeah,
we don't know nothing about the
is.
Specifics of her right. Of her situation, so it's impossible to say. Let's move on to happier stories, like Lin-Manuel Miranda is doing a very cool thing, putting together an all-star charity single to help raise money for the people of Puerto Rico. Boy, it's a bad situation over there.
Yeah, man.
The more I hear about it, the more devastating it is. His parents, of course, emigrated to the United States from Puerto Rico, and he told CNN that he called every Puerto Rican he knew to be on the track. So far, that includes Ruben Blades, but I got to assume J-Lo will be involved, and other high-profile Puerto Ricans will help as well. The single will be available on October the 6th. They're in production now, so we'll have to wait and see what turns out. But if he's involved, I'm guessing it's going to be good, right?
They're talking about places in Puerto Rico not having power for 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane. We go crazy if we lose power here for 18 minutes.
I mean, literally, people are starving, and people cannot get drinking water. And they say the stuff is just sitting there in the port of San Juan. They just cannot get it throughout the island because they're out of gas. There's people, the truckers aren't available because they're dealing with their own families. The entire supply chain is just completely broken down on that island. So it's just really just devastating.
I saw the Marines on the news last night. They're still trying to open up some of the roads so they can get to things like cell towers and put them back up and things like that. But imagine in some areas, every tree is down. Oof. So it just makes it impossible to go anywhere.
World sucks today, right?
It's been a pretty rough couple of months, I'll tell you that.
Yes. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Ian McShane, very talented guy, 75 years old today. Comedian Russell Peters is 47. Chrissy Metz from This Is Us is 38. Zachary Levi, our buddy Zach Levi.
He's the best.
He's the best. He's 37 years old. Singer Halsey celebrates her 23rd birthday. And Andrew Dice Clay. Oh, Jesus, my goodness. He is 60 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, I think we're allowed to say this. Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we'll announce a new breakfast with Kevin and Bean.
Yes.
How about that? We can say that much, right? That's not giving anything away.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's been a while since we've done one. We got a good one for you, and we're excited. So we'll tell you Monday morning the next breakfast with. Oh, I want to say so much more.
Yeah, don't.
I can't.
Can't.
Allie told us yesterday on the show that she has had in her iCal on her phone for months now, ever since it was announced that Will and Grace was returning to television after 11 years away.
All right, we'll tell you. It's Breakfast with Eve 6. I couldn't hold it in.
Understandable.
Back to you.
And you had a countdown clock also going on your phone, so every day you would wake up and go, oh, only 42 more days till Will and Grace comes back. And yesterday was the day, and last night was the night that it aired. Did it meet your expectations?
It is so good to have them back in my home. It's just good. Will and Grace, love them. Karen and Jack.
Right?
Right. It's fantastic. I'm beside myself.
Are they your imaginary best friends, Allie?
Totally.
So yesterday we're talking about Will and Grace and how excited Allie is now. It's her favorite. She literally said, Kevin, am I wrong? She literally said it's the best day of her life.
She did say that.
She did say that about it coming back last night.
And then I made fun of her and I thought maybe she'll take it back now that I'm making fun of her because she realizes what a ridiculous statement it is. Been you inconsiderate?
She not only doubled down, but then she started going into her incredible girl crush on Megan Mullally.
Yeah.
And then the conversation went weird after that, Allie.
I am expanding your minds to different things. Well, Ralph said Megan Mullally is so hot, and I'm like, tell me about it. She's like the hottest. And then I one up that with if Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman offered, I'm in. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty big leap from where we were, talking about, and then right to
you
threesome.
Could say it's threesome. Do you want me to live with you? We can make this a whole lifestyle.
I see.
Absolutely, I am in.
You're
if they were to
that?
Call me, I mean, I wouldn't even pack things.
Okay.
I would just leave. Yes.
I do remember how it was when Nick Offerman was in studio last time, and you melted.
Worthy.
You melted. So that got us on the topic of the celebrity couple that you would most be excited about being in a threesome with. So you're Nick and Megan. That's you.
100%.
Kevin, you giving this any thought? You have a couple like that?
Anne Heche and Portia de Rossi. Right?
Well, it's Ellen.
It is Ellen and Portia de Rossi.
Portia.
Yeah. Oh. That's the couple.
All right.
And it was Anne Heche and Ellen, so...
Yeah, he had them backwards.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You want X's? All right, go for it.
Why do you want Ellen's X's to get them?
Yeah, you want the sloppy seconds? Go for it.
I mean, I think I would be down with that.
Okay.
I'm just trying to arrange things right.
Well, because you're trying to stay away from the devil's threesome, right? So that's why you picked that couple.
Right. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Well, that's what it's called.
That's what we call it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a devil's threesome.
The only threesomes sanctioned by the Bible are two women and a man, okay? Just so you know.
Where's
the,
oh, my God.
Chapter that verse?
I don't have it at my fingertips. Oh, okay. But
I think that's in Deuteronomy.
I think it's a testament of Pablo, you know.
Don't ask me. Ask Jesus. He's the one who came up with it. All right. So in your scenario, Kevin, that you've described, you're with Portia, and then Ellen just films it, right?
Sure.
That's how that works.
Well, to do this properly, you have to sort of accept the threesome.
So right.
I'm all right with that. Now, maybe I'm the one filming, unfortunately, but
still, not a bad day at the office.
But that's still okay with me. Right.
All right.
Take some turns.
King of Mexico.
Well, I do think a lot about this, and by thinking a lot, it was no question. If I had to do the devil's threesome, it would be with Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
I mean,
that was another choice.
Come on. Agreed.
Yeah.
Because he's awesome, too.
He would make me laugh, you know? I'd be just so comfortable with him. And
now, would you want him in the Deadpool suit?
No. No. I would take him as he is. You know?
Would you
as
want him
is.
In the Deadpool?
What?
Wait, what?
What?
Wait, what?
That's a pretty good guess right there.
Thank you.
I mean, there are some couples like that are just universally considered to be the hottest humans in the world, and they happen to be together. I mean, I don't want to steal anyone else's thunder if they were going to say this, but I was thinking the same thing about Timberlake and Jessica Biel, too. You know, it's like, who doesn't love both of them?
You know, Mila Kunis and whoever she's with.
Ashton Kutcher, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pass on that.
You said Justin Timberlake, and I thought of when they were. Okay.
I'm going to say Christy Fung.
Well, I didn't know.
Christy Fung with the microphone on.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
I didn't know.
He's thinking about Ellen.
I know, right? I didn't know that I was going to be doing this topic, but I got to say, I came up with one really quickly.
Okay.
Here.
Oh, all right.
Not that I spent a lot of time on this or anything, but Ryan Gosling, Eva Mendes.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
I'm
are.
So in, right?
Right.
I
mean,
I think we're all in on
I mean,
that.
that's a pretty good one.
All right. Let me ask this, Christine. If you're in that situation, are you all in? I mean, if it's, is it?
Well, that I think that's a given.
No, but I mean, if they say, you know, Rusty Trombone, you're still in. If they say,
Oh my God,
Cleveland Steamer, I want to know your dedication. I want to know your dedication.
He wants to know how far she'll go. Of course.
Why would you do that to Christine?
No, because I'm just asking.
If they say we love the New Jersey meat hook, we need to know
what
is she in. I mean, those are valid questions. I back my man, Bean.
How about the Cincinnati bow tie? Would you go that far? Would you do that?
I thought that was something that, like, gangsters did to you or something. Is that different?
That's different, yeah.
Okay, gangster style.
I mean, they may do it to you that way as well, but...
I mean, that's a good choice.
That's a good choice.
No argument there.
Bean.
Thanks.
I had a lot of trouble with this one, too, because, you know... Sexy time is not my specialty.
Right.
But for starters, you call it sexy time.
But, plus, you don't know who the Postmaster General's married to.
I know. That was disappointing to find out, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Megan Brennan, obviously, Postmaster General, would be in that room somewhere, but I don't know who her husband or partner
somewhere.
Is. Yeah. What's sexy in the Postmaster General? If I were going to do the sex, I would say, you know how much I love Alison Brie. She's my hottest woman in the world of all time
right
now. And I would say probably her and her delightful husband, Dave Franco, I guess is where I would go.
Oh. Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, Dave Franco seems like a super nice, likable guy. I could take him. And
I could take him. You could take no one.
And then
he's so cute.
He's adorable. Yeah. And then, I mean, Alison Brie. I love her so much.
What if they wanted to do the mushy biscuit, though?
Oh, my God.
He's still in?
If the shower afterwards is hot enough,
okay, then I
would.
Let's take
it takes
a lot
to get that off. Oh, we have a call?
Yeah, I don't think we were planning on taking a call, but Ryan in Riverside has a pretty good idea. Hi, Ryan.
All right.
You guys are tripping. Nobody at all mentioned Tom Brady and Giselle?
No.
Oh, really?
Wow.
No way.
Interesting.
That would be amazing.
No.
Oh, why no? Just because you...
Why? Because Tom Brady will talk about, like, nutrition and how perfect he is. And Giselle Bundchen will probably complain about something. And then, nah, you don't want to hear any of that.
I don't know where you're getting that from, but Tom Brady is the best-looking 40-year-old there is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Don't forget about that chin nestled up against your neck.
That's a great point. Another is girlfriend on your list.
Should have thought of that. 106.7 K-Rock, it's KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 621.
A pair of tickets to Imagine Dragons and a meet and greet with the band at the Hollywood Bowl this Sunday. Your chance to win coming up next hour. Plus, RJ Bell from Las Vegas talks NFL Action Week 4. First, though, Friday, Ralph is here. Time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, you like Pearl Jam? Hey, you like Chicago? You like the Cubs? Well, let's put them all together. How about a concert film that chronicles Pearl Jam's performances at Wrigley Field during the Cubs' historic 2016 season? It's called Pearl Jam. Let's play two. Here's some clips from the trailer.
People always talk about, you know, what you're doing right now is beyond your wildest dreams. It's like, that wasn't even a dream. Playing Wrigley is certainly beyond our wildest dreams.
The first time you walk into Wrigley Field, it's like stepping into Oz.
Pearl Jam is playing at Wrigley Field during this incredibly magical season for the Chicago Cubs.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, let me ask you guys a question. You know how superstitious fans are. What if they faltered along the way? Now Pearl Jam is putting themselves in the spotlight as maybe being the curse, even though it's a ridiculous thing to think.
And instead, they were part of the magical postseason run that led to a World Series championship.
Yeah.
You think if a band plays in a stadium, people think that's a curse related to their team?
You don't think there's a lot of really superstitious fans?
But that's so disconnected from the team. I can't imagine that would ever be a case. And it's such a one-off thing.
Yeah, all right. I'm just saying.
You are just saying. Risky. In your defense, you are just saying.
Thank you.
Lucky also opens up this weekend. A final farewell performance from Harry Dean Stanton in this film, along with David Lynch and Rod Livingston and Ed Begley Jr. Appropriately, it's about a spiritual journey of a 90-year-old atheist. And Harry Dean Stanton was nothing if not that. It's in limited release this weekend. Here's some clips from the trailer of Lucky.
President Roosevelt escaped.
How does a 100-year-old tortoise escape?
I hope he turns up soon for Howard's sake.
I got this anxiety attack. I fell.
Lucky fell down.
Let's not make a production out of it.
You know, most people don't get to where you are. They never get to the moment that you're in right now, where you have the ability to witness what you're going through and clearly examine it.
There are some things in this universe, ladies and gentlemen, that are bigger than all of us. And a tortoise is one of them.
This looks so bizarre and hilarious.
Those look weird.
I love David Lynch as an actor, don't you?
He's
always entertaining. Literally, Right Before Aaron. Literally.
That's the name of it?
Right Before Aaron is the name of a film in limited release, romantic comedy starring the always entertaining Justin Long, who plays the ex-boyfriend of Kobe Smulders in this film, who's just adorable as hell. And in an attempt to stay friends, he gets invited to her upcoming wedding, to her new fiancé, Aaron. He was the one who dated her literally right before Aaron, as everyone keeps reminding him of as he gets to the venue for the wedding. Kristen Schaal also stars in this film. Looks very funny and very charming. Here's some clips from the trailer of literally Right Before Aaron.
I don't want you to hate me.
I don't hate you.
When you come to my wedding.
Yeah, I'd like to be there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Real easy. Don't go. Just don't go.
You guys were inseparable. Do you remember that?
Well,
that's a long time ago.
A year and a half.
You have to jog my memory.
My girlfriend's getting married.
Your girlfriend getting married?
My ex-girlfriend.
That's messed up.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
You are all going to die tonight.
I don't think it's a horror
movie, Kevin.
Don't believe
it's a horror film. Oh. It's just a romantic comedy.
Mark Felt, the man who brought down the White House, also in limited release this weekend. Liam Neeson stars as Mark Felt, who, of course, under the name Deep Throat,
helped journalists Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein uncover the Watergate scandal in 1974, one of the most important moments in political history and journalistic history. Kate Walsh, Diane Lane, Wendy McClendon Covey also star in this film. Looks terrific. Liam Neeson doing something other than carrying a gun is always a refreshing change for me because he's such a very talented actor. Here's some clips from the trailer of Mark Felt.
How long have you been in the FBI?
30 years.
That's a lot of information.
Here's what we know. The men who broke into the Watergate are not the end of this thing, but the beginning.
There are no more interviews with White House people without permission.
What?
We put the investigation to bed in 2 days.
FBI agents have established Watergate incident as political sabotage.
There's a spy in the FBI.
What about the president?
Is the president lying?
They're all lying.
You know the story so well from the version of Woodward and Bernstein from the end of the Washington Post from their perspective. I think it's going to be fascinating to get what it was like on the inside of government at that time for people who were trying to do the right thing and trying to get the information about what was going on in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fascinating.
Very similar to today where there are so many people working in the executive branch who are
leaking. Many leaks. Yeah. Leaks. We have to find the leaks and stop
Sit
the leaks
down.
Because of all the leaking and stop leaking. No one takes leaks anymore, okay?
Kevin, are you excited about Mark Felt?
I would watch that if I were in the theater.
Tied to a chair?
You wouldn't go to the theater, but if you just woke up and found yourself in that theater, you would watch it.
Someone hit you with a trank dart and then pulled the bag off your head and then that was playing, you would watch it?
It looks interesting, but when I look at the list of movies coming up, I would pick it maybe not first.
American Made opens up this weekend. Go. Tom Cruise, Donald Gleason, Sarah Wright, Jesse Plemons. A true story, based on a true story about a pilot who ends up working for the CIA and helping to run drugs in South America during the 1980s. Doug Liman is the director, very talented director, one of my favorites. Here's some clips from American Made.
Top of your class in the Civil Air Patrol. A pilot like you shouldn't be flying buses. You should be serving your country.
Your CIA.
We need you to deliver stuff for us.
Is this all legal?
You trust me?
No.
I was working for the CIA, the DEA,
and Pablo Escobar.
1,500 kilos.
That's
1,500 kilos, Barry.
In one go.
Get it done.
Get it done.
I know that Tom Cruise is a huge star, but
yes.
He's also a terrific actor.
Is he?
That's a hot take.
I think he is, too, for this type of movie.
I don't think he's particularly a talented actor. But when cast right, I think he's completely serviceable. And I think he's cast right in this particular film. And Flatliners, finally, the big movie of the weekend. Ellen Page, Diego Luna, Nina Dobrev, James Norton. This is, of course, a re-envisioning of the original Flatliners, but the basic premise is the same. 5 medical students. They're obsessed with really what is the greatest mystery of all. What happens beyond the confines of life? What happens on the other side? And they find out maybe more than they actually want to know by stopping their hearts for short periods and having a near-death experience that gives them a firsthand account of the afterlife. You got to be careful what you ask for because maybe you don't want to know what's on the other side.
Right.
Maybe you don't want to come back after you know. Maybe
yeah.
When you go there, you're supposed to stay there. If you come back, maybe bad things happen to you. Oh, it looks terrifying. I cannot wait to see Flatliners. Here's some clips from the trailer.
What happens to us after we die? The only way to find out is to see for ourselves. We could document that experience.
Did you see a white light?
It was more like pure energy.
How is she playing the piano now?
It's like her brain's been rewired.
I'm going next.
Charging 200.
It's a good day to die.
Something is happening to us. I think I'm going crazy.
Maybe we opened the door.
Right?
I don't
know. Death wants you back.
I don't know if
hey,
I do
Hey, come
it.
Here. Hey, I'm Death. Remember when you were over here? You're supposed to be here when you come here. Don't you go away from me. I'm Death, says Death in that film. Not literally says it, but I think that's what we're supposed to glean from everything. Looks outstanding. Great picks this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Just to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Yep, same page.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman.
LNOC's alternative rock. It's the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:37.
I know that everybody is weighing in with their opinion on this take a knee campaign that a lot of the NFL players are doing.
Right.
Trying to call attention to police racism against black folks. But how do you get so low down on the food chain among people that you are interviewing on television about this topic to get to Russian citizen and 80s action star Steven Seagal?
Isn't he the first one you go to?
No! I don't understand how Steven Seagal ended up on a national television broadcast. Now, granted, it wasn't here. It was in Britain. He was on their Today show, Good Morning Britain. And they were interviewing him. Why?
They didn't have anyone else to talk to?
I know a guy there are 300 million people in this country. They couldn't even find an American citizen to interview about this topic.
He's still an American citizen, I think.
He's a Russian citizen.
As well as Russia.
Oh, you think he's got dual citizenship?
I think.
Play some of the tape of Steven Seagal talking about the protests.
Do you agree with Trump that it's disrespectful? Or do you think actually going to one knee is not an entirely disrespectful way of making a point?
What I'd like to say is this. I believe in free speech. I believe that everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but I don't agree that they should hold the United States of America or the world hostage by taking a venue where people are tuning in to watch a football game and, you know, imposing their political views. I think it's outrageous. I think it's a joke. It's disgusting. And, I respect the American flag, and I myself, have risked my life countless times for the American flag, and I don't understand or agree with this kind of behavior. I think it's an outrage.
He risked his life?
Well, that's what he
said.
And I would have numerous, if I were Piers Morgan in that interview, I would have numerous follow-up questions about that and also about why his hair and beard appear to be painted on. I would want to know all those things. But fortunately, we are lucky enough that we've got a good relationship with Mr. Seagal. He's been on the program many times over the years, and I think he joins us once again from Moscow this morning. Hey, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're fine. How are you?
I'm brilliant and very talented and very athletic.
Mm-hmm. And what are you, athletic, really?
Yes. I'm a master of kung fu.
Yeah, I mean, he, martial arts.
Okay, I didn't know.
Thank you. Thank you, whoever you are, that guy.
Sure.
Oh, that was Kevin.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you do now? Do you still make movies?
Of course I make movies. I have a film coming out very shortly. It's called...
It's called...
The Fighter.
The Fighter.
It's a working title.
Okay. Another movie called The Fighter. Okay.
Where I fight some people.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Kung Fu.
Hey, you said that you risked your life for the flag.
Countless times I've risked my life for the flag.
Now, you weren't in the military, were you?
I can't really disclose that.
So, no.
I worked for the military, but in a way that I can't talk about. It's because it's secret.
It's a secret.
Secret way.
I see.
Secret
me way too, then. Me too.
To work for the government. I trained CIA agents.
You did?
In the ways of kung fu.
Oh.
And I trained President Ronald Reagan. We fought together.
You fought Ronald Reagan?
Many secret ninja missions.
I don't think any of that is true.
I've taught the astronauts in space kung fu.
Why?
In the space station.
Why would an astronaut need kung fu?
To fight aliens.
I mean, I guess.
Are you living in Russia?
I am not. I'm not currently living in Russia, although I am a Russian citizen.
Oh.
But I'm also a citizen of America.
Right. Oh, okay.
I'm also a Serbian citizen. I have citizenship in Serbia.
Okay.
Serbia, okay.
I'm also a Klingon.
Oh, okay.
You're a Klingon.
I didn't see that.
Now, you say...
Oh, that's Klingon.
What does
that mean?
It means I've... A lovely bunch of coconuts.
So, Steven Seagal,
you don't use that phrase very often.
No, not often. Not. Right. You say in your interview, I believe in free speech.
I believe in free speech.
I believe that everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but it sounds like you don't believe that for the athletes that choose to kneel during the anthem.
You're putting words in my mouth, and that's not what I said at all.
All right, clarify it for me then.
I believe everyone is entitled to their own opinion.
Right. Huh?
I do not believe, however, they're entitled to express that opinion.
So they have to keep it to themselves?
Just keep it to yourself. That's what I'm saying.
That clears so much up for me about this interview, Stephen.
Don't hold the world hostage.
Okay. Again,
however, that is the plot of my next movie, The Fighter.
The Fighter, okay.
That guy who holds the world hostage.
I
fight him by spraying him with my hair paint.
I'm a Nazi. Join my team.
Why do you keep saying
for the last time? No, I'm not going to join up.
What's happening?
Oh. Recruit on your own time, lady.
Right?
Jeez, blonde hair. Don't care. Right?
That's 52.
Aryan race.
Friday morning on the Kevin DeBeat Show. RJ Bell in Las Vegas talks football coming up after the top of the hour. First, here's Ralph with the showbiz beat.
This sucks. Julia Louis-Dreyfus has announced she is battling breast cancer, and it just made me so angry yesterday when she revealed that on Twitter. However, as always, she's just graceful and classy, and while she was announcing that she indeed is diagnosed like one in eight women, she says, who will receive the same diagnosis today, I'm the one. She said she has a glorious group of supportive and caring family and friends and fantastic insurance thanks to her union. But she did slip in a plug that universal health care needs to be a reality because not all women are so lucky. So even in the midst of her own health crisis, she's thinking about other people. And that says volumes about the lady. So, of course, we're all wishing her the best and that she kicks this horrible disease, heals up quick, because she's a great lady. In better news, NBC's finally doing something right.
NBC's doing something right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. By giving us a David S. Pumpkins Halloween special. David S. Pumpkins!
Yeah, that was a funny sketch.
Yes, and it's going to be even funnier as a Halloween special.
With Tom Hanks?
I'm David S. Pumpkins!
I am concerned, along with the Nazi, about it being a half an hour.
Nazi.
Of...
It was just an example in a segment.
Yeah,
now it seems like I'm a Nazi.
I see. A half an hour of Tom Hanks dancing outside an elevator door does not sound like a special to me.
I'm guessing there's going to be more than a half an hour of him dancing outside an elevator door.
But I'm with you. That's what it is.
I'm betting they're going to write a script and there's going to be lines said and things are going to happen.
Is this animated?
How can you not love David S. Pumpkins?
I think it's very small doses for that character for me.
Give me some David S. Pumpkins right now.
How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
I mean... Is it a show, though, Rob?
Any questions?
I'm in. So in. So very, very deeply in. Is it a show?
I don't know.
Is Wayne's World a movie?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, but it started off being a sketch.
That's true. But it also had characters. It also had characters with some depth.
This has a character, too. His name is David S. Pumpkins.
How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
We heard the clip. He's dancing in a funny suit. I get it. I mean, it could be good, but just nervous about it, that's all.
Any questions?
Come on!
I immediately thought when I heard this news, A, because it's animated, it reminds me of Scooby-Doo. It's going to be like introducing all these characters. I think it's going to be great.
It's going to be so fun.
Any questions, B?
I hope it's great. I'm not against the idea of it being great.
I think maybe you are. I think maybe a little more encouragement, I think.
I'm hanging. I'm David Pumpkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you. Any questions?
Right?
Why do I feel like it's a new I Love Orange Juice for this show?
Yep. Why can't you just be happy that we're having fun?
Just dour. Just dour.
What is wrong with you? What's wrong with all of you?
So dour.
Right? Let us have fun.
Any questions?
Come on. It's the best. All right, this will make you happy. This will make you happy. You remember my buddy Eddie Money, right? Remember my buddy?
Sure.
Your buddy.
Your buddy that said he was going to bring you on stage at the Orange County Fair?
We're still going to perform together one of these days.
And you were standing on the side of the stage, ready to go, with a microphone?
Yes.
And then he forgot you?
He didn't forget me.
That guy that didn't bring you out when you were standing?
He was in a big hurry.
At the Orange County Fair, ready to go?
Well, maybe we'll reunite on his new reality show.
What?
Is that needed?
Yeah, it is needed. Give me a little two tickets. Give me a little two tickets.
I've got two tickets for paradise.
Uh-huh.
Would you pack your bags with me tonight?
Goddamn right we will.
I've got two tickets for paradise. I've got two tickets for paradise.
So you got that.
So he shows up at your door with two tickets.
Any questions?
And he whisks you off, and it's the vacation of your dreams. I watch it.
No.
That doesn't sound like a show.
No. This show is about him and his wife,
uh-huh,
and their five kids and their eight pets.
I'm sorry.
And we'll get to take a look behind the curtain into the life of Eddie Money and family.
Why?
A new 10-episode series called Real Money.
Any questions?
Yes, why?
Oh, you sons of bitches.
Does he own a TV station? And he's putting this on that channel?
It's going to be on AXS TV.
Okay. Like, that's a thing.
It is a thing.
It is a thing. That's a good channel.
Is. Sorry.
It's legit.
Legit. And uh-huh, it's on, and I cannot wait. And I'm a little bit premature, but
announcing
Breakfast with Eddie Money.
That's not happening.
That's the breakfast. Everybody's been teasing.
It's not happening.
We were going to wait till next week to tell you, but Breakfast with Eddie Money here in the high-density sound space.
If you can find that room, you can have breakfast with Eddie Money.
Right. Hey, Ralph, I woke up this morning to find out that Eddie Money started following me on Twitter last night.
What?!
And I can't, for the life of me, figure out how or why. And then when you started talking about the reality show, I thought maybe there was some tie-in there that he's reaching out to media and whatnot.
Yeah,
but that doesn't seem to be the case. But
maybe
it just
wants you to appear on his show.
It just seemed incredibly
cranky next-door neighbor.
Right?
Yeah.
That ruins everyone's fun?
That doesn't sound like a show to me, Eddie Money.
Just say that every episode.
Will you watch Money Talks or whatever the show
is
called?
Try and stop me!
Okay, so you're it.
I'm a hard no.
I mean, what do you think you'll see on that reality show about Eddie Money? You'll see him singing Two Tickets to Paradise in Pittsburgh. Right? I mean, that's the show.
I don't think so.
Then he'll get in a bus and drive to Cleveland and sing Two Tickets to Paradise.
Well, I think he said the show is about the family.
About the home life.
The home
Not
life.
Not about him on the road singing the song.
Still out. Both sound terrible.
Man, I feel like there should be some cities between Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Right?
You should make a stop or
they
two.
Should.
No, those are close.
Spread
it's like an hour and a half away. I thought that made sense. Okay.
Any questions? How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you. Any questions?
Right?
Right. That I'm in on.
You can just hear him seething. He's the only guy who seethes out loud.
I'm not seething.
You're seething. Look, I love Tom Hanks. I love Saturday Night Live. I want this show to be great. It just seems like a pretty thin premise, but maybe they'll make it great. I hope they do.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Ian McShane, 75 years old today. Andrew Dice Clay turns 60. Russell Peters is 47, not 74 at all. Chrissy Metz, 38 years old. Zachary Levi is 37. And Halsey celebrates her 23rd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We got passes you can win for Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights this hour and tickets to see Imagine Dragons this hour as well, including a meet and greet with the band at the Hollywood Bowl on Sunday. So good stuff coming up. Right now, I think we all know what time it is. Hit it, Steve.
Halsey's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
founder of pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. He also has the RJ's Dream Preview podcast available on iTunes with college football and NFL episodes each week. RJ, we're going to give you a minute to gloat a little bit. You had a phenomenal week last week.
You know, a man reaches a point in his life, and, you know, I just turned 47.
Right.
And I woke up and I thought of Kevin and Bean, and I thought, you know, when I turned 47, I've won three straight years, and then entering this season, perfection. Winner week one, winner week two, and then 3-0 in week three.
3-0, yeah.
And I just don't know, where do I go from here?
Well, you have peaked. That's true.
That's the question. It's kind of like a philosophical coffee house kind of, I don't know.
Like, what's left in your life to do?
What's left? I don't know, guys.
I mean, if you're waking up thinking of Kevin and Bean, I think
it's therapy.
Maybe therapy is the first step.
Please don't judge. Please.
Okay, all right, you're right.
Well, congratulations, and I think you saw on Twitter, RJ's at RJ in Vegas. I think you saw some of our listeners did take your money and bought a ticket and won big with 3-0 last week. So well done, congratulations, RJ.
And all joking aside, listen, our goal is to win each year, and we've been great over the years, but it's not easy, so be careful.
Okay, let's start for this week's picks with the big underdog. You've got the 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals going at it. What can Kevin's Cardinals expect?
This is an outrage.
Yeah, I don't feel good with Arizona. We're going with San Francisco, a 7-point underdog. Carson Palmer might be the same jersey, but he is not the same man. He's hit the wall physically with his age. They've lost their running back, Johnson. Not a big name, but one of the top five backs in the league. They're 1-2, the Cardinals. And what are they playing for at this point? I mean, they need a new quarterback. It's an older team. This is a team overhaul coming up. Thus, you got to question the motivation. They've been downgraded, Arizona, more than any team in the country or in the NFL based on our Vegas rankings since the start of the season. Huge disappointment. Now, San Fran, 0-3. You might think, oh, that's a disappointment. It is on some level, but they have a new coach, Shanahan, and they have a plan. There's a sense that they're on a mission. And by the way, the last two losses, both by a field goal or less, last factor to our advantage. San Francisco played on Thursday, so they have 10 days to prepare. Arizona played on Monday, so they only have 6 days to prepare. That's happened historically in the past. The team with a short preparation only covers 43% of the time. Another advantage, San Fran plus 7.
How about that? Very interesting stuff. All right, best bet of the week, Jets and Jaguars.
We're taking the Jets. I know Dave doesn't like that, the producer, but hey, we got to go with the contrarian. People don't like to bet the Jets. That's why we're doing it. You look at Jacksonville. They just played in London. They've done that now 5 straight years. They have an advantage because they're familiar with it, and they won that game. Congratulations. But now, for the first time ever for Jacksonville, and only the second time in NFL history, a team is playing the week after playing in London. Usually it's a bye.
Yeah.
This time they're playing. Only second time in NFL history.
That doesn't seem fair to that team.
Well, you know, let's take advantage, right? If it's not, because I agree. I think it's a big disadvantage for Jacksonville. Now, another thing. Jacksonville's 2-1. They won the London game, and they beat Houston a couple days after the hurricane. So in both of their wins, they've had a big advantage, but they're still wins, but we've got to kind of discount them. And then the one game they didn't have a big advantage, they got dominated against Tennessee. So I'm not as high on Jacksonville as some people. Listen, I don't love the Jets, but they're playing hard. They're off a win. And I think because of that, we're getting 3.5 at home. Best bet, Jets plus 3.5.
You guys, I think RJ is self-destructive because he's picked two teams now. One is the 49ers, mm-hmm. and the other is the Jets.
he's
going for it, man.
All right, and finally, you got the Minnesota Vikings versus the Detroit Lions. Judging by the records you've been picking this week, I assume you want the Lions here, right, RJ?
Well, you know, actually, we are going with the Vikings because their quarterback is out. So we're getting the team on a discount now. Bradford's their quarterback. He's a bigger name for Minnesota, and that is the big game best bet. But the reality is he's out, and we've got Case Keenum in. No one likes Case Keenum. He hasn't done well historically, But he played wonderfully last week. In fact, the third best quarterback in the NFL, if you just look at the stats for the season, just based on last week. He's not that good, but he's not that big of a downgrade. It's just a name recognition
when
fact.
When he played with the Rams, he showed moments of brilliance.
Yes, but, and then a lot of losing.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so here's the stat of the week, guys, for Detroit. They're 2-1 this year. They made the playoffs last year. That sounds pretty good, right?
Right, yeah.
20 games in those 2 years. They've trailed at some point in the fourth quarter 18 of 20 games.
Wow.
There's only been 2 games that they've led throughout the fourth quarter. What does that mean? A lot of close games, and they've won a lot of close games. Now, the listeners might say, oh, that's skill. Well, no. We believe in Vegas, if you win close games, it's a huge element of luck. But the average fan looks at the record, and that's how they determine how good a team is. So I think Detroit is just so overrated because they've won a disproportionate amount of those close games. And even with those close wins, last 28 road games, they've only won 10. We've got Minnesota -1.5. All they've got to do pretty much is win at home, and that's our big game pick, Minnesota, to win at home.
All right, and your best bet was the Jets +3.5 over Jacksonville, the underdog this week from R.J. Bell, the 49ers +7 over Kevin's Arizona Cardinals. Before we let you go, R.J., the controversy, the kneeling in the national anthem, that doesn't have any effect on Las Vegas or who's winning or losing, right? That's just an off-the-field distraction, really, right?
Well, you just said it. If it's an off-the-field distraction, isn't it a factor?
And yeah, but don't most players, once the anthem ends, now it's back to business as usual, I would think.
Well, let me give you an example. Last week, Seattle, a team with a lot of emotion, maybe not as much discipline as other teams with the coach, it's more of a college atmosphere. Mm-hmm. They had a 4-hour meeting before their game against Tennessee to decide what to do about the anthem.
Wow.
Yes. So I think teams like Seattle, teams like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's supposed to be a good team. Well, they got beat by the Bears, who we all saw look horrible last night.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think in general, all teams are somewhat distracted. The trick is find the teams that seem to be more distracted, and I would put Seattle, Pittsburgh, and Carolina. Carolina has a owner who has been in controversy about not supporting the players as much. I would put them on the list of extra distraction.
All right, so there's a lot to keep in mind as you make your plans betting for this weekend. Follow RJ on Twitter at RJ in Vegas, and you can see all the picks and so much more. College and Pro at pregame.com. RJ, have a great week, sir. We'll do it again next time.
Thank you.
Cousins RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
This Sunday at the Hollywood Bowl, Imagine Dragons are performing. By the way, you can still get tickets for that through Ticketmaster, or you can win them from the Kevin Bean Show right now if you want to give us a call. We are looking for Imagine Dragons fans at 1-800-520-1067. We'll have to put you on hold for a few minutes, and then we'll get to a game you can play to try to win these tickets. And if you do, you also get a meet and greet with the group at the Hollywood Bowl on Sunday. And they're very nice boys, too.
They are very nice boys.
You will have a good time. So call now, 1-800-520-1067. Imagine Dragons fans only, please.
Women in Saudi Arabia have strict dress codes, must not associate with unrelated men. If they want to travel, work, or access health care, they must be accompanied by or receive written permission from a male guardian.
Mm-hmm. Holy moly.
And up until recently, if they wanted to go someplace, they had to hire a driver to take them because they are they're not allowed to drive.
Yeah.
Now,
that's insane, right?
It seems crazy to me. I mean, clearly, you know, women should be allowed to vote. That makes sense. But driving, I mean, you would think you would want women to be able to drive, right? So they can do stuff for you.
I mean, I'm sorry? It's more for them, I think.
Oh, yeah, and also convenient for them, too. Right, yeah. I don't just mean so you can send them out. I'm just saying.
Holy crap.
Saudi Arabia.
Are you kidding?
Saudi Arabia has been the only country in the world where women are forbidden from driving. The only one, and
right.
It lasted into 2017, you guys. But a royal decree came down a few days ago from their king, King Salman, I think I want to say is how you say his name, from Saudi Arabia. So now ladies are going to be allowed to drive, and I believe, I don't know how Dave did it, but we have the king on the line right now. Hello, King Salman.
Assalamu alaikum.
How are you, sir? Welcome to the program. Welcome to America.
Oh, I'm not in America.
I meant on the show here in K-Rock, L.A.
Oh, okay.
So
do you have a woman there?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Oh, right?
Oh, you can't even listen to what? Oh.
She's a very nice lady. You should be nice to her as well, King.
Okay.
So what's the deal?
Come on, let's move it, huh?
What's that? Where are you right now, Your Highness?
I'm in the back of my limousine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're on the road right now.
I'm on the road right now.
Okay.
We never had traffic before.
What?
We never had traffic before. That's all I'm saying.
And now, all because women can drive, now there are more cars on the road?
Who's with me? You with me, fellas?
No!
Right? I don't think anyone...
Women drivers, right?
I mean, it was your decision, right?
No, what was I thinking? This whole 21st century, right? Who's with me?
Well, I'm not sure what you're asking us.
21st century, right?
It is the 21st century, yes.
Oh, I wish it was the 15th again. Those were good times, right? 15th century.
So, how much of a difference
come
can
on,
it...
Come on, ladies, step on it, would you?
No, come on
how
now.
Much of a difference how can it make... How can you put your makeup on in a car? All we see is your eyes. How hard is that? Your eyeshadows and mascara. Then you make the turn. Your blinker's been on forever. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I was saying, how much of a difference can it make who's behind the wheel? It's just another car on the road.
Right? You'd think.
No, not right.
Right?
No.
But no. No, I'm saying you'd think it would be make no difference.
All right.
Oh, my God. Maybe the lady should take over the show. In your case, maybe better.
A lot of people have suggested that, yes.
It's a mess.
So a lot of women driving now, King.
Okay. All right. Look, if you're not going to try, I'm not going to try either, okay?
All right, let's give away some of these tickets, shall we? Imagine Dragons coming to town playing the Hollywood Bowl on Sunday. You not only get to go to the show, you get to meet the band backstage. This one's called Know Your Famous Dragon.
Know Your Famous Dragon, then you will see Imagine Dragons and you'll meet them, but please don't be creepy.
Right?
Know Your Famous Dragon.
And it ends like that
was abrupt.
All right, so Famous Dragons is what we're talking about. Is that right, Miss Ellie McKay?
It is right, Bean.
Thanks for asking. Thanks for qualifying now that was the theme and you said it. Know Your Famous Dragons.
So what this is people just need to know their famous dragons.
Right. So there's going to be a question, and then you need to know...
Your famous dragons.
Right.
Right.
Stephanie in Anaheim. Hi.
Hey, party people. How are
you? We are good. Thank you. Welcome to...
Know Your Famous Dragon.
Here's Allie.
You ready, Stephanie?
Yep.
All right. This dragon is the title of two Disney family films, one in 1977 and most recently in 2016. Robert Redford, he's a woodcarver, tells stories of this mysterious dragon who lives in the woods. His daughter is played by Bryce Dallas Howard. She thinks it's just her dad making up stories until she meets a 10-year-old orphan who lives in the woods with a giant friendly dragon.
Pete's Dragon.
It is Pete's Dragon.
Dragon.
I did not expect her to come up with that, but well done, Stephanie. See you at the show.
Lack of enthusiasm. Got to be honest, didn't think she was going to get it.
Well, you know, there's that pause. There's that pause where you guess whether they're thinking or they're out. You know what I mean? Pleased to see her come back with the answer.
All right, Shane in Tarzana is next. Hi, Shane.
Hi.
Hey, Shane. This tabletop role-playing game assigns each player a specific character to play, embarking upon imaginary adventures within a fantasy setting.
It has dragon in the title. See what I mean about that moment? That moment where you just guess?
Yeah. Oh, Shane.
Darn, I don't know.
It's so Dungeons and Dragons. You probably have the sex.
Dungeons and Dragons. There you go. Thank you, Shane.
Although you sound young, so you shouldn't.
What just happened?
He's way too young for that analysis there, Allie.
That was really weird.
It just occurred to me that he was young.
Wow.
Oh, Shane.
Hi, Stacy in Sunland.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
I hope Allie doesn't creep on you, too.
I wasn't creeping on Shane. Often considered one of the greatest martial arts films of all time, this 1973 Hong Kong-American martial arts action film was also Bruce Lee's final film appearance before his death at the age of 32.
Of course, I knew the other two. Oh. Let's see, that was a Bruce Lee movie from 1973.
Fear of the Dragon.
Fear of the Dragon. Oh,
is that your husband or boyfriend?
Dragon.
Steered you wrong.
Yep, he did.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Enter the Dragon. Thank you for calling, though.
They are not going to have the sex.
She needs better support, right? Elizabeth in Orange, hi.
Hi.
All right, Elizabeth, this is a large species of lizard found in the Indonesian islands. They can be up to 10 feet in rare cases, weighing up to 150 pounds, but a lot of people know it as the type of dragon that bit Sharon Stone's husband at the L.A. Zoo.
Komodo dragon?
Yes.
Know your famous dragon.
Nicely done. You got tickets. All right, let's go to Valerie in Bellflower. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Sorry. I'm trying to drive.
No problem.
She's trying to drive.
I pulled over.
Okay, good.
All right, you ready?
Yes, I am. I don't know anything about him. I'm not even going to lie. It's my kid's favorite band, and he's asleep, and I'm trying to win him.
You're such a good mom.
You don't have to know anything about the band. This is just Famous Dragon. So Allie's going to ask you a question. The answer will have dragon in the answer. Good luck.
Okay, all right.
All right, this is a Japanese anime series that follows the adventures of Goku, who, along with his companions, defends the Earth against an assortment of villains ranging from intergalactic space fighters and conquerors, unnaturally powerful androids, and nearly indestructible creatures.
You want the name of the show?
That's right.
Sure.
Oh, my God. He's going to kill me.
Well, don't. First of all, don't tell him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he doesn't need to know.
If you don't win.
Do you know
don't
a show?
Right on the end of my tongue.
Is it?
Oh, spit it out.
It's Goku and Gohan.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And it has dragon in the title.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
You got it.
Oh, my God.
It's Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Valerie.
Don't tell your kid, whatever you do. All right.
All right, so are we only two winners in?
Correct.
Okay,
let's try again. That makes me so sad. All right, let's go to Nick in La Puente. Hi, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Nick. This is a beat-em-up video game series released as an arcade game in 1987. The series stars twin martial artists Billy and Jimmy Lee, and they're fighting against various adversaries and rivals. And because it was such a huge game series, an animated series and live-action film have also been produced.
You want the name of the game? Uh-huh. The arcade game?
Yeah. Sure.
Uh-huh.
Why not?
Okay, is it Dragon Slayer?
That's a great guess.
It's Double Dragon. Sorry. Oh, man.
Double Dragon. All right, thank you for the call.
Allie's mean.
I'm sorry.
Let's go to Manuel in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Manuel. This character on Game of Thrones goes by a few different names, but she is known as the Mother of Dragons.
Oh, man, I'm not a big Game of Thrones fan.
Oh.
Hold on. I have friends that are...
Do you want to call them?
Do we have that feature? Do we have call a friend?
We don't think we do. Is there any name you've heard of a female character on Game of Thrones you might want to take a guess with?
Is it? Oh, I'm sorry, it's not.
Khaleesi.
It's Khaleesi.
I'm sorry. These are hard.
I mean,
okay.
Chip's saying they're not. Okay.
One more, you guys. We're out of time.
Let's try Liz in Azusa. Hi.
Hey, Liz.
Hey.
This is a song made popular by Peter, Paul, and Mary. The song takes place by the sea in a fictional land of Honolulu. Many speculate this song is about weed, but Peter Yarrow has frequently explained that the song is about the hardships of growing older and has no relationship to drug use. But he's lying.
Okay, can I sing it like a little bit? Because I don't know the actual title.
Sure. Sing
it. By the dragon, live by the sea. It was actually your guys' little theme song.
Yes, it was our intro. Yes.
Wait, what were the first words?
Something by the dragon.
All right, really think about that, though. Try to sing it again.
None of the dragons live
right,
by
but none of the sea. That's the part you need to fill in is none of the.
Come on.
The dragon. Puff the magic dragon lives by the sea.
Yes, Puff the magic dragon.
Yes.
You are going to Imagine Dragons study at the Hollywood Bowl, and you'll meet the band backstage. Thanks for playing Know Your Famous Dragon.
Know Your Famous Dragon.
LA NOC's Alternative Rock. It's a world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 752.
Steve from the 310 texts us at 1-800-520-1067. Either people know nothing about dragons or I am the GD Dragon Wizard because I knew every one of those questions.
Oh, the Dragon Wizard. That'd be a great title, wouldn't
it's pretty
it?
Pretty good.
Very strong. From the 562, this listener says, these people suck, and I hate them for filling up all the phone lines. They're bastards, and I hope they die in a fire. I don't
know. They weren't the best batch of contestants.
Right, but I don't know that fire.
I think that's a little
seems extreme.
Like drowning.
Fire must cleanse us, though, doesn't it?
I have heard that. Hey, speaking of texting, by the way, 1 hour from right now, we will open up the phones like we do every Friday and give you a chance to pick any song you want that K-Rock has ever played. If we've still got it, we'll play it. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Ralph is here now. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Happy International Coffee Day, everybody. Everybody have a cup of coffee? You enjoying your coffee? Your hot mug of health? Everyone having some?
I did.
All right, then. I thought this was interesting. Shocking. Nay, shocking. When I looked at the top five best-selling ground coffee brands in the United States. Now, this isn't where you go to get your coffee. This isn't
so
where...
it's not Starbucks.
Either of those.
Okay.
Is it Starbucks, though?
It's not Starbucks.
Is it Starbucks? He said either, so...
This is what you're buying in the store, in your local convenience store or supermarket, and you're bringing it home and you're making your own.
Okay.
This is the top five brands of ground roasted coffee.
Oh. May I make a guess?
That's the whole point of me bringing this up, is that you people should guess.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Now, I haven't thought of Folgers since 1972.
That's still a very popular brand. I think that's what we use here at the house.
I hadn't thought about that brand since Carter was in office. And yet, Bean is correct. It's the number one selling coffee in America.
Wow.
Huh.
Yay!
Isn't that just the tin your dad keeps his tools in?
When's the last time you thought of Folgers?
That's the first... Well, obviously, it's the first brand I thought of. I thought that was a very popular
brand. Yeah, but you don't get out
very
often.
Right? That's true.
Probably down there in the bunker where you live, you're probably wall-to-wall with Folger cans, because that's when you stocked it up last.
It's just, I don't know, something about that jingle just never left my head, I guess. I guess it worked on me.
I feel like if that's number one, then I need to alter my guesses. So I'm going to go Sanka.
Sanka.
Did you say Sanka?
I did.
They don't even make Sanka
anymore,
do they?
I don't know.
I don't think they do. Okay. Sanka was an instant was the original decaffeinated coffee, was Sanka.
Okay.
It was an instant, though. You put a spoon in hot water and you drank it up, and it was yummy. Not good.
Fill it to the rim with Brim. No?
We're just thinking of slogans. It worked for Bean.
No Brim. No Brim in the top five.
I'm not a coffee drinker, so I can't really help with this.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
I don't know if you disqualified this by saying it's not the place you go for coffee, but I do know at my supermarket they actually sell a Starbucks brand of coffee that you can also buy ground.
That's fourth of the top five is the Starbucks take it home ground coffee.
Then Pete's.
Pete's not in the top five.
Maxwell House.
Maxwell House number two.
Oh, nice.
Maxwell House. Boop, 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 boop. Remember that jingle?
Mm-hmm.
Good to the last drop, that Maxwell House, right?
Right.
Is that what that is?
I don't know.
What else is good to the last drop?
Come on, you don't need to point at it.
I love apple juice.
Apple juice in your pants. That's where you were pointing.
How do you know where I keep my apple juice?
Good point, Ralph.
Thank
I apologize.
You?
Ralph, a beer mug weighs in on the instant message.
I don't
with
need to hear from him.
Chock full of nuts, he said.
No.
Is that a legitimate? Is that a coffee?
If we were playing this game in 1952, then he would absolutely be right. That would be a legitimate guess.
Okay.
But we're not. Private label.
Private label?
That's what it's called?
That's what it's called.
Is that.
It's sold 4.7. No, excuse me, $478 million worth of coffee, private label.
Ellie has her hand up.
What's the Costco brand? Is it Kirkland?
No.
All right.
Number five is Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts taking
home. Oh, okay.
So those are your top five best-selling. By the way, Folgers, the bean guest.
Yeah.
$1.4 billion in coffee.
Wow.
Is what they sell per year.
I'm not going to lie. I was at a place getting something done to my car recently.
A mechanic.
We'll call it that. And I asked what the coffee was because it was so good.
Sounds like a commercial. Right? You know, my brakes are going out, but I don't really care. This coffee is so good. What is it, Mac?
She never has two cups at home. It was Folgers.
Exciting story.
Surprising answer.
You.
That was like an O. Henry short story. I did not see that twist coming.
Would you like to buy the movie rights to that story?
That really caught me by surprise.
What's the point of this story?
I hate all of you. I'm just saying it tastes really good.
Right.
All right.
So good input.
Probably why it's number one.
Cool story, bro.
I'd like you to go back and listen to the showbiz and just evaluate your input.
You're right.
Okay.
Two more projects being redone with female stars are going to hit television. These are two reboots with female leads. They're going to put it on its head. They're going to flip the script. One is the old series Kung Fu. Remember Kung Fu?
Sure.
Sure.
David Carradine as Kane. He would walk the land in search of injustice, and he would solve it with his fists of fury.
I loved that show.
Hmm. It's going to be a new series on Fox. It's Kung Fu, except in this case, the monk with the badass skills is female. Lucy Chang travels through 1950s America, armed only with her spiritual training and her martial arts skill. Only? It sounds like a lot to me. As she searches for the man who stole her child years before.
Oh.
Right?
That's sad.
A lot of revenge going on in 1950s America with Lucy Chang. I don't think they're going to cotton to her kind around here. That was always the moment in Kung Fu. Hey, Chinaman! We don't cotton to your kind around here.
They do always say that.
I just want to be peaceful, sir. No, you can't be peaceful here. We're rednecks. Wah! And then he would kick all the redneck ass. It was very gratifying. I think Lucy Chang's going to run into some problems in 50s America. That's all I'm saying. And the other project being made into a TV project was guys. Now it's girls, literally. You remember the movie The Nice Guys with Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe?
Sure.
Loved that film, by the way. It was awesome.
I heard it was very funny.
They're going to make a TV series on Fox, but both of the characters will be women as a private eye and an enforcer.
Well, that's a weird title.
No, the characters they're playing are private investigator and an enforcer. That's who they played. But the title
private
is
eye and enforcer.
The Nice Guys.
That's a weird title.
It will be changed.
Oh, okay.
To
Nice Girls.
The Nice Girls.
That is Kevin.
You
how do they
work
do
in
it?
Television.
Right?
You should work in television, Kevin.
Right,
you've
thank
got,
you.
You've got the Hollywood mind.
Got what it takes.
Right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Halsey's 23 years old today. Zachary Levi's 37. Chrissy Metz is 38. Russell Peters is 47. Andrew Dice Clay. Oh! He's 60 years old. And Ian McShane turns 75. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't know, I just thought I'd need a little PS there.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:05.
Hey, Dave, the King of Mexico Sanchez, our producer. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Before we get into this feature, I just want to put in a plug. If you're not current with the latest episode of the B-Team podcast, it's up, available wherever you get your Kevin and Bean podcast.
Yeah,
Stitcher, Radio.com, or iTunes, or wherever. It's another great episode, so you should definitely check it out. Dave's one of the co-hosts of that, but he's here right now for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Internet Roundup, better turn your sound up. Internet Roundup on KRock.com. Internet Roundup, better turn your sound up.
Same verse.
Internet Roundup on KevinandBean.com.
Was that a listener who sent in that theme all those years ago?
I believe so.
Yes.
That is good. I like that a lot. Hey, it's another good batch of the best viral videos of the week at krock.com or kevinandbean.com, including 73 questions with Zac Efron. He's adorable.
Kevin, I know that you were a fan of the pig-obsessed woman who cries tears of joy upon meeting a real
life
pig.
I was shocked that it was Kevin who enjoyed that video.
I mean, I enjoyed it from the standpoint of she's crazy. And I like crazy.
Her boyfriend says she loves... By the way, the reason I didn't pull the audio for that is because she's just blubbering. You can't even understand what she's saying. She's blubbering so much.
She's 1,000% crazy.
Yeah, she's...
I drop her off to say hi to the pig, and I keep driving.
She's obsessed with pigs. She's got a pig purse. Her Instagram feed is all pigs, and they're driving down the road. They see a family that has a pig. And she gets out, and she meets this pig, and she is reduced to a puddle after meeting... Look. Does anyone love pigs more than I love pigs?
She does, yes.
Maybe her. Okay. Anyway, so that's a video that's up there. You also,
who's never seen a pig, though? Who's never met a pig?
Lots of people who live in cities have never seen a pig in person.
I live in a city. I've seen a pig.
Because you've been to, like, the L.A. County Fair and stuff.
But fairs are everywhere.
Right, but not everybody goes to fairs, though, Dave.
What is wrong with you? This happened. Stop arguing with it.
And there's another one that I'm gonna put a cautionary note on that Dave loved and Kevin and I are way thumbs down on, which is this poor kid who's running up and down the bleachers at a high school football game, I want to say, or volleyball game or something. And he is running down the bleachers, down the steps, at full speed, holding an American flag, and he wipes out.
Oh, it's so good.
And we don't see him being taken off the field at a stretcher, but I can't imagine he walked away from that fall, Dave.
I love people who fall, but if it looks like they get hurt, I'm way
Well, the railing held him up, so out. He didn't fall out of the stands.
The railing didn't hold him up.
Yeah.
Well, you should check that out. Plus, the bear playing a horn in a motorcycle sidecar in Russian traffic.
That's the best thing you'll ever see.
Conan O'Brien. Ali, I'm surprised you haven't talked about this. He did a series of shows in London recently. And while he was there, he did not carpool karaoke, but a version of that where he picks up a big star and drives around town, except he wanted to make it as uncomfortable as possible for his guest, who was Tom Cruise. He wouldn't ask Tom Cruise any questions. He just made him sit in the car while they drove around, and Conan basically ignored him. And it's very uncomfortable and very funny. And here's a little bit of how Conan was torturing Tom Cruise in the car.
It's been a while since I drove, even in the States. I lost my license. They revoked it. You do not want to know why. Why? No, it's just I'd rather not get into it. Okay. Okay. It was a crazy... Hey, let's put it this way, Tom. It was a crazy night. Was it? Yeah. It was a crazy night.
I
took these pills.
I was so whacked out, Tom. Okay. And I was driving on these pills. And I didn't know where I was. The judge was so mad.
Yeah, that's a red light right here. This
the judge was so mad. The judge was like, you can't be on pills and drive. You can't take pills and drive. And I think, yeah, I'm on television.
That's really funny.
That's pretty strong.
It's really funny. Yeah. All right. Briefly, NFL boycott 2017. As you know, lots of fans around the country are burning their football gear, including this man. He's a military vet, and his parents are military vets, and his son's a military. He's way into the military, which is great. He is burning his Pittsburgh Steelers stuff, and he is not at all down with what the players are doing that are kneeling. But he may not 100% understand freedom of speech. Listen up.
You're not going to disrespect our country. You're not going to disrespect our flag. You're not going to disrespect each and every veteran who died so that we could stay free and say what we want and believe what we believe. You don't. You've crossed the line. This is a line you guys are unaware of, but you have crossed it.
I support your freedom of speech as long as it identically corresponds with what I believe.
That was strangely odd.
I don't think he sees the irony, perhaps, in that statement. And finally, on this edition of the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup, what's a better late-night feature than Jimmy Kimmel mean tweets?
Nothing.
Ah, I love it so much, and it's another great batch.
I bet the John Lithgow's ball sack looks exactly like his face. My face is not complimented, but my ball sack is.
Can Gwyneth Paltrow just stick to steaming her vagina and shut the f*** up, for f***'s sake?
Jim Parsons looks like a ventriloquist dummy that came to life to
to become a sex offender. Oh, God.
I bet Jennifer Lawrence gives really unenthusiastic How did they know?
At Real Donald Trump writes, just tried watching Saturday Night Live. Unwatchable. Totally biased, not funny, and the Baldwin impersonation just can't get any worse. Sad.
Is Kumail Nanjiani's multiple colors? Yes. Every shade of your mom's lipstick. And her bowl.
One of the great mean tweets comebacks of all time, right? See all these videos and so much more right now and every week at KRUC.com or KevinandBean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Internet Roundup on KevinandBean.com.
All right, Kevin, we're going to do this feature. Now, don't sabotage it with your echo, okay? Use the echo when you're supposed to use the echo.
What?
It's time for Kevin and Bean's great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news! There's so much in the news right now that is not great news. We thought it might be nice to at least once a week have a segment where you are guaranteed a happy ending. And Allie, I assume you're just going to start with Will and Grace coming back, right? I mean, that's your great news.
I mean, that is great news for everyone. And additional what?
Huh?
Hi. Initial numbers are in. 10 million viewers. That's pretty good.
That is
but that is not my great news.
Oh, what do
sorry,
you
I wasn't ready.
My great news has to do with a football player.
Okay.
Now, when Hurricane Harvey went through Texas, we saw J.J. Watts really step up. He wound up raising over $37 million alone just through his Twitter.
That was amazing.
Unbelievable, right? Well, another member of the Houston Texans is doing something lovely. But this time, the rookie quarterback, Deshaun Watson. Not sure if you saw him in his game against the Patriots. The kid is the future. He is an amazing, amazing quarterback. Well, it appears
great
he also...
Great quarterback!
Great news for fantasy players. It appears he has a really great heart as well. There's actually video of this, of him walking into the cafeteria there at the stadium where he meets up with three of the cafeteria ladies. These are the women that serve him the food every single day during practice, during games, all of that. So you kind of have made a bond anyway. But he winds up giving these three women. I swear to God.
Go on.
No.
I don't think that's where the story's going.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is not.
I'm sorry. I thought it was great news. I thought it. Okay.
He hands them his first. Nope. Again. I don't even know how to word this so it won't come off sexual.
Okay.
He gives them his first ever paycheck from being in the league.
Yay!
A rookie quarterback gives these three women who were devastated by the hurricane, lost everything, hands them the paycheck and says, I want you guys to be able to get back on your feet. And then says, quote, hopefully that helps. Anything else y'all need, I'm always here to help.
What's this young man's name?
That's his amazing. Name is Deshaun Watson, and he is now my favorite quarterback.
Right? On, that's fantastic.
I mean, come on. Behind Tom Brady. Yep. Let's not be crazy. But yeah, that's an amazing, amazing thing. And his salary, by the way, is about $465,000. So the paycheck is estimated to be a little over $29,000.
That's a lot of money to give away.
Wow,
it's
no
just
kidding.
Phenomenal.
That is, I would say that. I would say that's great news.
It's great news. Great news. Great.
It's on.
News.
All right. Bean, you try it.
Okay, I don't need that. Okay, you're done with that part. Okay. Right. This is a, I think this, look, I have a very soft spot for animal stories, and especially animal rescue stories. This is a dog who was lost for 6 weeks in the mountains of Colorado.
Aww.
6 weeks. This dog ran away from this family's home on August the 10th, and they have been searching for her ever since. They did everything they could, all the stuff you normally do where you put the signs up and you take the search parties out and you put the ad in the paper and you contact the vet and the animal shelter. This dog was gone. And I don't know how much confidence you have, Kevin, that your dog's going to return, but once it gets to be past like a week?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's 2 to 3 days you're starting to get in trouble.
You're starting to get in trouble, right. Yeah. Well, this dog ended up in the mountains near Mount Lincoln and Mount Bross in Colorado. And there had been reports on the various hiker websites of people hearing a dog crying or barking but not being able to exactly place. You know what it's like in the mountains. You can't exactly place where a sound is coming from.
Right.
So even though this dog had been heard, no one had been able to find this dog. Well, a lady named Trinity Smith saw this on the Facebook. She's a hiker as well, and she and her boyfriend Sean Nichols decided that they were going to find this dog, and they went into the mountains for 4 hours looking for and listening for this dog. And remarkably, they were able to find the dog. The dog was crouched on a rock that was covered with snow on the side of a mountain, by the way.
Wow.
Don't know how the dog ended up there. The dog is also, I should mention, 13 years old.
Oh, man.
Which is, I mean, that's a pretty old dog to be out in the elements in the mountains of Colorado for 6 weeks. They were able to rescue the dog and bring the dog back. Listen to this, by the way. Let's talk about what an ordeal this poor animal went through. Chloe is her name. She was 89 pounds when she was lost. When they found her, she weighed 26.
Wow.
In 6 weeks, she went from 89 pounds to 26 pounds. They were able to rescue her, bring her down, take her to the vet, and she is back as good as new. Happy ending for Chloe.
For Chloe, yeah. But, I mean, she wanted out of that family, right?
She was trying to escape.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That'll take me back.
No, I'm good. I'm losing weight. I'm doing great.
I don't think there's any evidence of that at all. But Trinity and Sean really did put in the work and really were able to do an amazing thing and rescue Chloe. And, well, I hope you're wrong, Allie. I hope that Chloe lives out the rest of her years and she's very happy with her family back home. But that is my great news.
Do you see what you guys have done to me?
Right?
I just turned that story into something.
That's just how it works. That's just how it works. My great news. Always works perfectly for me. That's all right.
You almost weren't going to press it.
I did, though. Did I not?
You're a borderline.
Why don't you shut up, Chip? Mine comes out of San Juan, Puerto Rico, because, as you know, they were just destroyed.
Yeah.
Devastated.
Last week, Puerto Ricans were hit by Hurricane Maria, and all of the electricity grid is pretty much down and might be down for a lot of the island for about 6 months.
Oh, man.
There was no running water. There was no electricity. But a woman named Rosa Maria Almonte, this is the type of person who doesn't just think about herself and the devastation that she's suffered. She actually ignores that and then tries to help other people that are in the same situation. She runs a cafe in San Juan, still no power. All the other businesses nearby were boarded up, but she and her daughter were using a gas stove to cook up rice, beans, and pork chops and giving it away for free to other people around her who have been devastated. She did that for other people for free instead of focusing on all the devastation that she had suffered. And here's the quote. "I don't know if I can keep going," said the 73-year-old. She's 73 years old, and she and her daughter have a gas stove, and they're just making food and giving it to local people around her neighborhood until help can get to their specific neighborhood. And there are a bunch of stories like that where people are getting together, they're clearing roads, neighborhoods are getting together and saying, we're not going to get any help from any federal government or anybody because the roads are blocked.
Yeah.
So let's go cut down trees and clear roads. And a lot of the help in Puerto Rico is coming from Puerto Ricans who are just helping each other. And I think that's a beautiful thing. That 73-year-old woman is actually serving people while her place has been devastated as well. Make that bad, Bean.
I can't find any cracks in that story. I mean, sorry.
Can I take a shot?
Sure, yeah.
Do you want pork chops that haven't been refrigerated? I feel like that's the problem.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah. You were able to poop on a hero. All right.
Well done. That's our great news. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:51.
Cruz Garcia from Anaheim, by the way, won the latest pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood Horror Nights. We got yours coming up. But right now, I want to use our phone lines at 1-800-520-1067 for a little feature that we like to call Keep It 100. Why? Did I do it wrong?
I think we want to use our phone lines.
Well, that's where people text their number, right? Same number.
Text to us.
You just text it in. So 1-800-520-1067. You test it.
Do you smell toast? Do you smell something burning?
Look, if you're going to stroke out, do it out of the studio and not on a mic.
We're trying to do a radio show here, Allie. You text us any K-Rock.
Your phone to text?
I found that we're going to use phone lines.
I take pennies.
We are using our phone lines.
Use phone lines to text.
Same number. That's the point.
I don't think of it like that.
How do you text? What do you text on?
But it's the same number. We give out 1-800-520-1067.
But we don't want them to call.
No.
But right? When you text someone, what do you text on?
Well, I could do it on iMessage on my computer.
Right. But when you text someone, what do you use?
You use their phone number.
I use my...
their phone number.
Okay. All right, Stroke.
Any K-Rock song you've ever heard that you're dying to hear on this Friday morning, you text. Here's a quick montage of some of the songs that you have picked in weeks past.
Hi, my name is...
As you see, almost anything goes. If we've got it, we'll play it. Text us now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll keep it 100. All right, Ralph, you're up. What's going on?
Today's celebrity birthday is Ian McShane, is 75.
We got plenty of time. Plenty of time.
That was my fault. I apologize.
No, you didn't slow things down at all.
You know, eventually, we're going to have listened to enough songs that we're not going to be able to play a montage that's 8 minutes
we'll
long.
We'll speed it up,
songs.
Or we'll do it the last month, saying. Or whatever.
How long is that montage right now?
In case you forgot what music sounds like, here's some songs that we've played. These are all songs.
It's 40 seconds.
Yeah. It's 40 seconds, Ralph.
Feels a lot longer.
Should we play it again? Or?
Feels a lot longer.
All right.
Allie, Will and Grace was on last night.
Sure was. Did you watch?
No.
Oh.
But a lot of people did.
Mm-hmm.
10 million viewers last night, making it the most watched and highest rated non-sports broadcast of the night.
Nice.
Yeah. That was a 2.9 rating in the coveted 18 to 49 demographic as well. So,
Ralph, did you not watch because you're not a fan of that show or just you don't care that it's back? You're over it.
None of the above. Oh. I was super busy last night. I didn't watch any television. So,
okay.
But I'm sure it was fine, and it was lovely, and people liked it, and there was joy everywhere.
It was great.
And it was great. How was it, though, seriously?
It was great.
Compared to other episodes of Will and Grace, was it as good as you remember? Was it as
good
as
I do, yeah, because they went right back to the well at the beginning with everything.
There's a well
that
in the show?
Yes, there is
know.
A well.
Why don't they have running water?
They throw their wishes in there. It was really good because they addressed immediately the season finale, the series finale, really, of 11 years ago when you thought Will and Grace had kids that went off to college.
It was a dream?
Yeah.
It was all a dream?
Yep. It was a dream.
It was amazing. Karen was like, woke up from a vodka-induced sleep, and they told her what was going on. It was great.
That's funny. On Wednesday night, congratulations to Survivor, the big winner in the 8 o'clock hour with 9 million viewers for that show. Anybody watch? Great, great first episode.
I didn't, but 35 seasons in, that song, that show is still huge.
It was heroes, healers, and hustlers this season. Taking it on each other. Yeah. I'm team healer.
Are you?
Yeah. They got a boner doctor.
Okay.
Fix people boners. If you're on the island, you got a boner problem. There's a doctor there that can help you. Speaking of television, good news. Eddie Money's coming to television, boys and girls, with his own reality show called Real Money. That's real money right there.
I have no idea who that is.
It's going to follow Eddie and his wife and their 5 kids and 8 pets, and we'll get to see behind the curtain on America's favorite rock star. Real Money airs on AXS TV this season for 10 episodes, so... I'm assuming we'll have Eddie on each week to do a recap of the episode,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's going to happen.
We'll do the Eddie Money check-in.
Right.
Weekly Eddie Money check-in.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Who?
Give me a little Eddie. Come on. I've got 2 tickets for paradise. Won't you pack your bags with me tonight? I've got 2 tickets for paradise. I'm
a little more money every time we play that.
Doesn't make sense.
It is unpleasant.
I feel like this
gets
one
a little
things-
more money every time we play that. Doesn't make any sense to you, Kevin? You didn't understand that?
I mean, I know it's a reference to beans.
Right, but even if it wasn't, he gets a little more money every time we play that.
Like residuals.
I don't.
That wouldn't. Nothing scans for you on that one?
I can't. My headphones aren't working.
Okay.
Ah.
Right. Halloween's right around the corner. You know what that means? That's right, Chip. Means David S. Pumpkins.
How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you. Any question?
Right?
Right?
Now, this was the popular Tom Hanks sketch from last season on SNL, right?
Yes. That was Captain Recap.
Well, for many, many people, they wouldn't automatically
I was getting to it, man. Identify. It's all here in the story. It's all here.
Is there any more to that story, Ralph?
There is, Kevin. The popular Tom Hanks sketch from last year's Halloween October 22nd edition of Saturday Night Live is going to be made into its very own animated television special. Yay! It's where the kids go, yay!
Yay!
On NBC, the Halloween special will feature David S. Pumpkins, Tom Hanks coming back, Mikey Day, Bobby Moynihan, who were his two skeleton B-boy dancers, and of course, Peter Dinklage will also have a role in the half-hour special. No word yet on what role he'll play.
Yay!
It's all happening Saturday, October 28th at 11:30 p.m. Wait, isn't that the slot usually taken by Saturday Night Live?
That is.
It is, yes.
SNL,
yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Maybe that's their bye week.
Awesome. They're always
there.
They usually win after a bye week, I think, those SNL kids. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ian McShane is 75 years old. Andrew Dice Clay is 60. Oh! Hickory Dickory Dock! Right?
Right.
Russell Peters is 47. Chrissy Metz is 38. Zachary Levi, 37. Halsey celebrates her 23rd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
If you were going to have a threesome with a celebrity couple, whom would you choose? That's going to be the topic of conversation coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. First, though, it's time for Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100. Bitch, I keep it 100.
Keeping it 100.
I keep it 100, I keep it 100. I keep it 100, I keep it 100, I keep it 100.
Keep it
100, keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
I'ma keep it 100, I'ma keep it 100.
100, 100,
keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
A great batch. We almost couldn't have gone wrong with whoever the 100th texter was this week because great suggestions from listeners. Listen to this. Number 99 was Steve. He's in Azusa. He wanted Sugar by System of a Down. I would not have been
that's
mad
good.
At that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great song. And on the other side of 100, 101 was Edwin, who wanted Whip It by Devo.
Oh.
All right. Which is also a great choice.
That would have been good, too.
None of them were number 100 because that was the lovely Erin, who joins us on the phone right now. She is in Fountain Valley. Hey, Erin, what's going on?
Hello.
Hi there. What's your weekend looking like, Erin? What do you got planned?
Not a whole lot of anything. Just kind of going to hang out.
All right.
Okay. And you thought of Keep It 100 this morning. It's Friday. A little bit of motivation to get you over the finish line. How did you choose your song?
It is my all-time favorite band, and it's just one of their best songs ever.
Well, it sounds like you need to be friends with Kevin.
Right.
Because I think he would agree with you 100%. You want to introduce it for us here on K-Rock?
Sure, it's Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade.
Who would it be?
Good.
Aaron is responsible for making so many people happy right now.
That felt good.
That was all Aaron.
So. Yep.
Yeah. Aaron from Fountain Valley. She was our Keep It 100 texter. By the way, as I hear that, I have to say again, come back to us, Zach. Come back to us.
Yeah.
Right? Who's with me?
I mean, I love Prophets of Rage as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
I was going to say, I don't think Prophets of Rage is with you.
Good point. Great choice, Aaron. We'll do it again next Friday. This has been Keep It 100.
Keep It 100.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Ralph is here. Time for one more look at the showbiz beat. Let's try to keep this train on the track, shall we?
Okay. I mean, we'll keep try.
Good luck. The bridge is blown. We're heading towards a giant canyon, and he wants to keep it on the track.
I want you guys to know that I'm not going to be responsible for steering us into that ravine this time.
Please.
Okay. I've got my eyes straight ahead. I got my hands on the wheel, and I'm going to be very careful here during this final showbiz beat.
The fact that Julia Louis-Dreyfus is battling breast cancer is unacceptable. In a world that makes any kind of sense, this would not be happening. And yet it is.
Well, you don't want it to happen to anyone. But she certainly should get an exception.
She is, by all accounts, the most kind, giving, talented person that many people have ever worked with. And she does so much for others. Even her revealing on Twitter that she was diagnosed with breast cancer, she kept other people in mind. She tweeted that 1 in 8 women will receive the same diagnosis, and today I'm the one, she wrote. And then she added that she will be fine because she's got the most glorious group of supportive and caring family and friends and fantastic insurance through my union. And then she added, let's make universal health care a reality because not all women are so lucky. So even in the midst of her personal health crisis, she is putting out good thoughts for other people, which just, I think, says volumes about her. And obviously wish her nothing but the best, and that she makes a swift and complete recovery.
There was so much love for her on social media yesterday. So many people sending her well wishes. I hope you saw the Joe Biden message, Ross.
Yes,
I thought that was the coolest.
We beep stick together, he wrote.
That was awesome.
It was awesome, yeah. The Disney Channel is reportedly working on a TV movie based on the classic 1993 film Hocus Pocus. Remember Hocus Pocus, Allie?
I do. Bette Midler and The other two.
Two more.
Kathy and Najimy.
Kathy and Najimy. And one more.
Sarah, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm out. I'm out.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Wilbur. I'll give you a hint.
I hate you so much.
Nothing? It's about three witches who are resurrected in Salem, Massachusetts on Halloween and run amok.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently they're going to make a TV movie based on that. And here's the interesting thing. All three of those women have for a long time expressed an interest in returning for a sequel to that film. But the new one will likely have an all-new cast, so screw them. But there's a lot of people who have very fond memories of that film. It's very meaningful to a lot of people.
Is it a Halloween cult classic of some
sort?
It
is,
yeah. It is all of those things, yes.
They play it constantly. It's like on a loop, like Christmas Story is during Christmas.
Another film that holds a special place in a lot of people's hearts, Flight of the Navigator, is getting rebooted. This film is from 1986. It was done by the Henson Company back in the day, and they are part of the team that's bringing it back, along with Lionsgate Films. You may remember, it's about a young boy who was knocked unconscious walking through the woods in 1978. He regains consciousness in 1986. Without having aged and with no memories of the past 8 years, and he discovers he was abducted by an alien spaceship. No one? This is ringing a bell for no one?
Not me.
I have only ever seen the title. I knew nothing
really?
About it. Nothing.
How can you not have seen Flight of the Navigator?
Got nothing.
Flight of the Conchords, I have seen.
I've seen that as
similar,
well.
You want to name other things with flight in them?
Flight of the Bumblebee.
Yep. Okay.
Popular, yeah. Very popular classical piece.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Heard that, yeah.
See that ravine? See the bridge? Right?
We're veering.
Hey,
are we?
It's distracting.
You said you were not going to be distracting.
I haven't
you
been distracted.
You said you were going to keep your eye on the target.
I have been. I didn't do anything this time.
Flight of the Bumblebees helping us?
You said let's name other things that have the flight
said
of.
I said it sarcastically. I was being ironic.
I mean, Allie did start it.
I did start that.
That's her.
Joey Kramer in the original starred as the boy. Veronica Cartwright was also in the film. Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman, was the voice of the alien spaceship, which I always loved. And it also starred, anyone? Let me give you a hint.
Wilbur.
Sorry, that's the puzzle.
Nothing? Sarah Jessica Parker was also in that film.
Horse is a horse, of course, of course, but no one can talk to a horse, of course, that is, unless the horse, of course, is Sarah Jessica Parker.
You guys are all from hell.
I think that's proven.
How about a sequel to Coming to America, the Eddie Murphy film? That is reportedly in the works.
No one's writing any new scripts anymore,
Why
right?
would you bother when Prince Akeem can come back? The same guys who wrote the original are writing the sequel, and it's also being polished up by Blackish creator Kenya Barris.
Wow. Right.
Eddie Murphy is back on board. No word on whether Arsenio Hall, James Earl Jones, or John Amos, or any of that original cast will be in the sequel as well. But, oh, I bet Arsenio's on the phone. I bet Eddie Murphy's phone is just ringing off the hook.
That is the first of the reboots you've mentioned here today that I would be interested in seeing.
Why so soon, I'm wondering? You're doing it Coming to America, too. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Ian McShane is 75 years old today. Andrew Dice Clay turns 60. Russell Peters, 47. Chrissy Metz is 38. Zachary Levi turns 37. And Halsey celebrates her 23rd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her out to SoCal. Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with Strikers commercial free-for-all during your drive home today on K-Rock. And then Monday morning, we're going to announce our next breakfast with.
Yay!
Eddie Money!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Big, thick.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Ooh, yeah.
Roll another one.
What the hell's that? What's up with that?
Just like the other one.
What's with the zombies?
This one seems to be about to quit.
What is happening?
I need another hit.
So tell me, like, how this story, is this based on real life?
Stop it, okay? Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Roll!
salad on point.
Right?
Just like the other one.
What the hell is going on?
This one seems to be about to end.
This is a room of lies.
I don't have another cent.
Okay, guys, hey, guess what? You just got played.
Yeah!
No.
Just pass it around.
I don't want to know about bad things at all.
I don't want to like that joint, my friend.
Janky.
I just pass it on down.
It was horrible, too. As soon as I was finished, I was like, what did you f***ing do? What did you just do?
Shut it down!
Oh, no!
Let's go home! It's a wrap, Doug!
Man, that is a wrap.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
What the hell was that donkey dung?
Not our best show, sure, but hey, we'll get him next time.
Fred Fredson.